Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 11, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and, of course, AwakeningPlus.com. We're doing individual healings tonight. Already have 18 people in the room, so these people seem to understand, even if they're not in the hot seat, you're going to get some major benefit. That goes for those of you listening to the recording as well. So let me give you a quick overview of what we're doing tonight. This is inspired by a process called The Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart. The book of the same name is really interesting. She goes real scientific and describes all the tests and experiments she's done. I'm not quite that clinical. I say, hey, we got a few people, we can do it. And what we're going to do tonight, after we do our usual, you know, calling in the allies and sending the container of the Mesa, is each person will come into the hot seat. Each person must be live and on mic. So everyone, all three have agreed to that. And there may be more after that. We'll just see how it goes. And that person will state, and again, those of you who are going to be in the hot seat, listen carefully. We will need a succinct and specific desire. So it could be a healing, such as I need healing of this particular thing. And we also need to acknowledge what the condition is briefly. And then I also need to know, what is the new reality you desire? So you need to have in your mind, this is the new reality I wish, and describe it in terms of being able to do cool stuff you cannot do currently because of the affliction you've got, something like that. And I will help guide you and shape the request specifically. The reason I do this is I have found that when people have very specific requests, it's important. This is not a time to just say I as could be served in this context. So have a specific healing request in mind, or a specific support request. Like we've had people say, I just need some boost to my business, needs to be more prosperous or something like that. So the focus is very much on healing tonight. And I'm going to give preference to healing requests, but I just was kind of making a sidebar that this technique can also be used to support just about anything. When the power of a group is focused on a person's intention, that intention can be radically pumped up. All right, so we're going to go ahead and do our warm-up process, or the setting of the container might be a better way to say that. So as always, I invite you to be fully present while we're doing this. Please do not multitask. Just do only this while we're doing this. If you have to depart before we have finished the event, then please just silently ask the allies or out loud, because you'll be muted. You know, please remove me from the group field. They'll gently disengage you so your departure doesn't cause a problem. And please do that whether you're live or on the recording. As I always say, the energy of this event exists in the Akashic Records beyond time and space, and you are contributing energy to it regardless of when and where you participate. Kind of magical, but that's how it works. So with that said, I invite you to get comfortable and relax, and I'm going to set up the container. One quick note, I may be saying the names of allies you do not recognize, but I assure you, every being I call is a being of love and light, a being of high vibration and benevolent intent. Those are the only beings I work with. All right, so now we can start. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Ama the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. Quote, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Saima. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Jaguar, Panther, Dragon, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox. I call the higher selves a spirit song, Jeremy, Deborah, Moo, West, Zachary, Thisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to contain these good energies and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, that's a nice container. Okay, so we're in safe space, and I'm going to remind myself who's first up. Hang on. All right, so it's Cindy. I'll just say Cindy. And she wrote some stuff here, but I'll let her speak for herself. So, Cindy, I'm going to find you and unmute you here. So I've asked you to unmute. So there you are. Hi.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. I notice your voice is a little hard to hear. Can you do anything to help us hear you better?
Is that any better?
Not really. Is that the best you can do?
Thinking it is. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at 100%. I don't know what else to do here.
I can understand you, but it's really garbled. It's comprehensible, but really low fidelity. Try talking now. Try again.
All right, hang on.
Can you maybe just, if you're on an external mic, can you just pick the phone up and hold it to your head? Can you try that? Cindy, are you there? Okay. So Cindy, if I don't hear you in just a moment, I'm going to have to move on to the next person.
Okay.
So I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
So that's it. Whatever you just did helped, okay?
Okay, good.
Excellent. So we can proceed. Thank you.
Oh, geez.
All right. So, so as I said at the beginning, what I need from you, for you to be in the hot seat, is let us know what you're wanting to release, what you want healed, and let us know what you want more of, and give that to us as concisely as you can while still communicating that.
Okay. Benjamin, this is the thing. And like I told you in the email, I think it's so many people are going through this right now.
Uh-huh.
We are going through some unprecedented stuff. I am exhausted. I'm still doing the work, but I'm tired. I would just like more grace and ease with this transition going through. I know that my allies and guidance and everything is there, but I just don't. More, please. You know, I need some help. I can't do this anymore.
Right. Okay. So if you said you're tired and exhausted and you want grace and ease, right?
Right.
So I'm assuming the opposite of tired and exhausted is vital and energetic. Is that correct?
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. So vital and energetic with grace and ease. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And okay. So now Cindy is not equipped with a video camera, so we can't see her. But so group, here's how it works. This is something we all do together. I am no more important than anyone else when we do this energetic process, because it's a group thing. So what we're going to do is actively visualize Cindy being full of vitality and energy, just busting up, bursting over with all sorts of great energy, and using it in a state of grace and ease. So does that kind of cover it, Cindy?
Yes, it does. I would like to be on purpose. I'd like to be thriving, not just surviving.
Thriving. All right. There's a word we use to thrive. Okay. So we get the idea. So in terms of how we hold this space, since most of us do not know Cindy, and don't have an image for her, what you can do when you do this is hold the image in mind the best you can, folks. But if you're having any trouble, just say, Spirit, just augment this energy I'm sending and send her that highest good energy that supports what she wants, something like that. So if you're having any trouble doing a specific visualization from your ego, call in the divine allies, ask them to help you and flow through you that energy that will be of the best use for her for this ship. So that should be helpful. Okay, Cindy, so we're going to do it now. You ready to receive?
Oh, yes.
And just as to belabor a point, those of you on the recording, you are participating to help the people in the hot seat just as much as the people on the live call. This magically works beyond time and space. Also, one thing I didn't mention, but I need to, is that those who send often receive more than the people in the hot seat. There is a definite give back that the divine does when you send highest energy to a person. So you might feel it on the call, you might have something happen later, but no energy sent in this way goes uncompensated. So every one of you who are sending, you know, just do the best you can with that and know that the universe will bounce back to you nice energy in response to what you're doing. So everybody wins in this game. So I just wanted to make that clear too. All right, so here we go. So Cindy, you relax and go passive. So everyone in my voice who isn't Cindy. And Cindy, I'm going to mute you while we do this, and then I'll, but actually I'm not. So we'll, everyone send, and I'll narrate the energy movement so y'all can track what's going on if you can't feel it yourself. So we now begin flowing energy to Cindy and hold the vision of her full of vitality, you know, lots of great energy, on purpose, ease, flow, just living a really dynamic and smooth life. and let that energy flow now. So I'm definitely feeling that field. It's strong. So, and for each person, there, you know, some of you are very good visualizers and you're doing awesome just from your personalities. That's great. Some of you are more allowing the divine to flow that highest good energy over to her. So anywhere on that spectrum you need to be is fine. Just do your best, flow the best you can, as actively or passively as is your style. Yeah, that's a really sweet field. Can you feel that, Cindy?
Yes, thank you.
Good. So we're just getting warmed up. So the energy runs itself, and eventually it will peak, and then it will kind of fall back down after a bit. So I'm not controlling anything, nor is anyone else. We're just tracking it and watching the phenomenon kind of run itself. So the energy is subtly increasing. I can definitely sense that power really. So Cindy, you're not fully open to it. I sense there's some resistance in your field to the incoming energy. Are you open to really just dropping those shields and letting it all come in? Cindy?
Yes. The only issue that I'm still holding is my son's death. Other than that, I don't have any resistance anymore. Okay. Even that I'm aware of.
But what I'm noting is I'm feeling the energy all around you wanting to come in, and you've got some kind of layer of defense up against it. Okay. So in order to, if you're willing to release that, I want you to just relax into complete passivity. And there is some part of you, it might be unconscious, worried about whether this energy might harm you in some way. So I'm going to guide you how to set up a filter to receive this comfortably so you can really open to it. So you allow me to guide you in an invocation to create that filter. Okay. So are you ready to repeat after me? Okay, so repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please create a filter around me so that the only energy that enters my field serves my highest good. So it is. So you relax. There you go. It's already coming in better. So now you can relax completely, all of you. You've got a protective field. If there's any energy in this mix that does not serve your highest good, it's going to be bounced off. So you can now relax completely, open fully, allow air. Yeah, that's better. You're letting it in now. Can you feel the difference?
Yes, I can.
So you relax and let this good juju come to you, all right? Okay, so I'm feeling sorrow and sadness in the field, so in order for this energy to penetrate you, it's having to flush out some old sorrow and grief. I don't know if you're feeling that or not. But let that flush out. That has to go to make space for the incoming good vibes, okay? So this is, you just allow whatever's coming up to come up. It's already flushing out your hands. And just let it flush out. And those of you who are sending to Cindy, keep it up. You're doing great. And Cindy, if your body needs to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or vocalize, that's all good. You do whatever you need to do. There, nice. Okay, it's penetrating more deeply. Good, good. You're doing great. I'm noticing a part of you that feels like it doesn't deserve this much. So just relax into the receiving anyway. And that voice is not actually you. It's an untrue belief. You can just let that flush out along with all the other energies. There you go. Good. In fact, would you say it out loud? I deserve to receive this energy. I easily receive it now. Good. Now you just relax and just, there you go. That's even better. Well done. And you senders, you're doing an amazing job. Keep it up. There's some more sorrow for you coming out, Cindy. Let that flush as well. Whew. Okay. And I'm noticing other people, some senders are feeling the sorrow as well. So what's starting to happen now, Cindy, is your release is being distributed among some of the senders. Only those senders who are able and willing to process this for you. So those of you who are sending, if you're feeling some of her release, just relax. The divine's going to move it right through you easily. So as long as you don't resist what's happening, that her stuff will just be processed right through you. She's got so much to release right now that it's more than she can do all by herself. So the work is being distributed. I'm definitely feeling some of it in me. So I invite the senders also to relax. If you're feeling some of that come through you, just let it run. There's nothing you have to do except relax and allow. For the duration of this call, we've all become a single organism, you know, devoted to the healing of the person in the hot seat. Ooh, nice shift. You feel how it just got really blissful there, Cindy?
Yeah.
Good. You just relax into that. Good. Very nice. Now your light body is as strong as your physical body, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You just relax. Let the shift continue. Everybody keep the visualizing going, seeing Cindy as vital, flowing, easeful, full of abundant energy, living a vital, happy, fulfilling life. So Cindy, I'm really noticing the light body inside you, the higher self, as like an independent being within your physical body. Are you noticing that?
I'm not sure.
Okay, then you're not. That's okay. Just relax and let's see what it's going to do. Okay, once again, Cindy, I'm seeing resistance in the field from you. So I remind you once again, you've already got a filter in place that is preventing any discordant energy from entering. And what's wanting to happen here is your higher self would like to merge with you more fully. So I'm going to ask you to do the embodied awakening invocation. In fact, yeah. Everyone gets to do it. So we all get to do this together as part of your healing. So I have to now give the quick prelude to this while we're in process. So in brief, what this does is instead of the ego driving, it slides to the passenger seat, the higher self drives. The ego can always take the wheel again if it doesn't like the higher self's driving. It's all reversible. But the benefits of the higher self driving boil down to there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there's much more bliss. Does all that sound okay, Cindy? Yeah. And if anyone on the call would like to have that too, then I invite everybody to repeat after me right now. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Everyone now relax. So everybody's going to go into embodied awakening if they're not. Now, some of you were there already, to be fair. But those of you who are already there, just relax, hold the space. It'll help everyone else get there faster. Good. Feels lighting up nicely. And the way to receive it is just to relax and be completely passive. Just feel breath come and go. Don't do anything actively. You can only receive this. You can't make it happen. So you just relax, feel breath come and go, and the divine comes to you. There you go, Cindy. You feel that happen right there? Now you're merged. Good job. So Cindy, are you noticing right now that at this moment, so well, tell me if the following is all true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Is all that true in this moment? Good. All right, so that's the state of embodied awakening. So you just relax into that, and they're not done. They got more to do, so you just relax and receive. Everyone, please now put your attention back on holding vision for Cindy. Again, she's vital. She's full of energy. She's in flow, graceful, living a really flowing, harmonious life. Okay, Cindy, let that, that's less sorrow than before, but a little more needs to purge. Let that flush out as well. Be willing to feel that sorrow. You have to feel it to heal it. So I'm sensing that you historically tend to resist feeling these challenging energies. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now I invite you to feel it completely, 100% with no filter. You're in safe space. The only way you're going to definitively and finally clear this pain is to have the complete experience of it one last time, and then you're done. It doesn't come back after that. So you just feel it all the way right now, please. Just relax into it, experience it completely. Okay, you're doing well, Cindy, but there's more effort than needs to be. Can you now, to determine what's the least effort needed to do this, I want you to go to no effort for a minute. Just exist for just a moment, please. Drop to zero effort. Thank you. And now add just enough energy back to feel your breath. Barely enough effort to notice the breath coming and going on its own. And hold at that very tiny level of effort, okay? That's good right there. But you know, even that's too much. I don't know what the extra effort is, but if you're trying to do anything, Cindy, then just let it go. Just be. This whole process is designed for you to be served by these beautiful human helpers, these beautiful divine allies. And if you are trying to do any of this healing or awakening for yourself, you're going to shut the whole thing down. So just relax and open and receive. Just be passive. Let these beautiful helpers do for you what no human can do for themselves. There you go. Nice job. Good. Let that sorrow go. That must get out of the way for the awakening to deepen. Feel that sorrow completely. And when emotions and sensations like this come up for healing, you don't have to know what it is. You don't have to know how it got there. No story needed. No story even helpful in this context. You ignore all thoughts. You just experience the sensation as pure sensation. If thoughts and images come up, fine, but you don't focus on them. You come back to sensation. You don't resist distractions. You just let them do their thing in the background, and you do your thing in your space. There you go. That's a nice mix right there. Well done. Hold that, Cindy. And I just got told by the allies, there are many people on this call receiving a similar healing at the same time. So some of you who are hearing my voice right now who are not Cindy may notice you're getting a similar healing as her. I've never seen that happen before, but you never know what's going to happen in these calls. And apparently those who are receiving it can receive that healing and simultaneously hold space for Cindy. So there's no harm in two of those things going on at once. It's quite common on our Awakening Plus calls to hold dual consciousness. They're bringing the energy even stronger. Thank you. Now, Cindy, you feel how you're being saturated with this beautiful, subtle energy? Every cell? Yeah. So relax, let them saturate you. They're giving you a nice little upgrade that will help you achieve what you have asked for. Ah, nice. You appear to me right now as a being of energy, barely form at all. It's like you're just made up of zillions of little points of light, and they kind of spread out into infinity. Is that kind of what it feels like? You're just a vast being of bliss and light right now? Yeah, so enjoy that. That's what you really are, dear. These human bodies and personalities are such a teensy, tiny part of what we really are. So right now you're getting to experience a little bit more of you. So enjoy that, relax into it. Nice. Okay, now there's contraction energy coming in. They've given you what they needed to for this healing. And you feel how you're sort of compressing back into the physical body now. Now, you don't have to lose any consciousness, you know. The complete realm of divine consciousness can be experienced right there in the human body. So they're simply compressing all that consciousness down into the body so you can walk around in it in your daily life. So just relax as they sort of recreate the boundaries of your body energetically. So you visualizers can relax now. Let's just let the allies finish this last bit up. There you are. Bada bing. How do you feel?
Peaceful.
Good. All right. So do you feel complete with the healing work?
Yes, I do. Thank you so very much.
Our pleasure. So the whole team jumped in on that one. So, and for the people on the call, I would just like you to know for yourself, how do you feel now as a space holder for her compared to when we started? I know I feel really tingly and good. And I believe that most, if not all of you, should now be feeling this amazing, great energy. Okay. So let me just check if there's any chat. And if anyone wants to, I don't want to take live calls right now, but if anyone wants to type in the chat window just a word or two about how you're feeling, I'd love to get confirmation on what I believe to be true. Laurie types ecstatic and silly. That sounds good. Anyone else who wants to comment? And I do realize, by the way, that Cindy's fidelity was barely audible. That's why I was repeating what she was saying so that those who couldn't hear her at all were able to at least hear my paraphrasing of what she was saying. Deborah says she's peaceful. Diana, charge and a lot of energy coming through. Good. I'm getting, yeah. I thought that it would be a great experience. And Julie says, deep, profound energy within, like a small crowded room just stretched into the size of a vast warehouse of space for energy to move in. Sweet. Cool. Okay, so, and Anna just joined. Welcome. Just joined the fun. Sweet. All right, so now let's move on to our next person. Now, again, that took a while, but there was a lot of setup and groundwork. I'm feeling like the other calls will go a little quicker, possibly. So we'll see. So next we have Diana. So let me, I'm going to mute you, Cindy. And Diana, I'm going to invite you to unmute. So Diana, if you would, there you are. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
You're on video too. Fabulous. Okay. Okay, so my request of you as the hot seat person is just very concisely tell us what you want to believe and what you want more of.
I guess mine is a little specific. It has to do with my relationship with my parents.
Okay.
I would like some peace with them. I would like some less drama. and less of an obligation towards them.
Okay. All right, thank you. So I need to work some concepts with you before we start the energy flow.
Right.
Would it be a safe bet to say that they're probably going to not change much on their own?
Correct.
And that it is going to be your shift of energy that will change the dynamic between you?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, good. All right, so if I may offer a thought, basically you have, my guess is when you interact with them, you know they're going to be giving you opportunity to be catalyzed, right? They're
going to Correct, yes.
So the ball's entirely in your court to keep your center, right?
Yes, yes.
You know what Ram Dass said about enlightenment?
What'd he say?
That if you think you're enlightened, go spend 2 weeks with your family.
Very true, very true.
Okay. So basically, your task here, if you want to accomplish the goals you've just set, is to be able to hold your embodied awakening in a challenging situation.
Thank you. Yes, I just didn't know how to word it.
Okay, so so that is the technique. However, I'm also being told by the guides right now that this group can help you release some of the wounding that you got from your parents. And
yes,
the very best parents wound us without meaning to. Okay.
Right.
The guides are saying, yes, you can definitely receive healing for this. But again, remember the key idea. So do you always know before you're going to be interacting with your parents?
Sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's spontaneous.
Okay. So they might call you, for example?
Yes. So I'll have to call them very briefly, as I'm doing something.
Okay. All right. So here's the strategy I'll recommend, just as a way of being. I recommend you just stay in embodied awakening all the time.
Right. I'm trying with that. I've been really good at waking up in the morning and saying it. Now I have to take it a step further. Right.
And that further step, I'm glad you're starting, but at some point of the day, it might fade and you might have the mental chatter and challenging emotion come back, right?
Right.
So my advice always for someone who's practicing that as a technique is, of course, do it first thing in the morning, but if you notice that it has slipped, then do it again on the spot. Maximum embodied awakening, the certified is good, please. Let a breath come or two to lock back in. And I have a lot of people who say, man, I can refresh that sucker in 5 or 10 seconds. It's quick. If you say the words and you fully go to passivity, it's done.
Okay. Right.
So it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It's not a big deal. So if you'll just be persistent with that, and I recommend this to anyone who's hearing me who's interested in following that, that will then, whether it's your parents or any other challenging catalyst, you'll be in your zone and far better able to handle it.
Right. Yes. I did that with Cindy and I went in quickly. So it's so easy for me to do it for others, but for my parents, it's just, I forget. So yeah, it's just.
So the key is to start remembering. Okay.
Right. Right.
It's all good. You know, we all learn at the pace we can. And some of us have got a lot of wounding to work through, and we get triggered and we lose our awakening in certain situations. I did it for years. Even once in a while now, I lose it briefly and then have to catch it back. So, you know, you just do the best you can, and you cut yourself grace. So I'm giving my best shot, and I'll just hold it as consistently as I can and make that a long-term life project, you know?
Right.
So those are just some hopefully helpful thoughts. So now, basically what you're asking for then is the ability to hold your center and calmness no matter what catalyst your parents throw your way. Is that kind of what you're asking for?
Yes. Now? Yes, that's correct. Yes.
Right. So let's do it then. Okay. So group, let's fire up here. So, all right. So for Diana, everyone hold the, and if you're on the live call, you can see her video. So you can see what she looks like. If not, just imagine. And let's all hold the vision of Diana interacting with her parents, and her parents are doing things that normally would provoke her and get her all upset. And I want us to see Diane receiving that challenging catalyst from her parents. And she's like a friggin' Buddha. She's sitting there smiling serenely, receiving all of it, ruffled by none of it, holding a beautiful, calm center, no matter what they say or what they do. Here comes the energy. And Diana, you just relax and receive. The more passive you are, Diana, the better it's going to work. So just open, receive. There you go. Beautiful. This is so gentle and subtle. It's amazing. So everyone, keep flowing. So what's happening is the energy going to Diana is so subtle. For a moment, I was wondering if this thing was even working, but now it's just very, what you need is a very subtle energy, and it's perfect. Everyone just relax into this very subtle, fine energy field. Okay, there you go, Diana. Feel that sorrow coming up, that heaviness?
Yeah.
Let that flush. If you need to cry or your body needs to move, you need to make sound, that's all good. Just you let that stuff, whatever your body needs to do to clear that, just let it do it. As before, group, some of us are being given some of her heavy energy to process. And if you feel as a sender of energy, heavy energy moving through you, just relax, let it move through. The divine will take care of it completely. As long as you don't fight it or resist it, it'll process right through. So many, many people are helping you process this, Diana.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of the old wounds from childhood are being taken, and I'm being shown that a lot of this stuff is not even from this lifetime.
Oh, great.
Prior life karma with these folks. So yeah, they're removing everything whose removal serves highest good. There you go. Now you just turned into light. You feel that, Diana?
Yeah.
Relax into that light body there. And still this, now the sorrow is coming up again. Okay, they shift you to light body because in this consciousness. All right, so that's interesting. A considerable amount of old pain is being released, but it doesn't feel near as strong, and it's flowing through a lot easier, isn't it?
Yes.
What you're demonstrating for us is the principle that the more awakened you are, the easier it is to process heavy energy. I learned this so clearly in ayahuasca ceremonies. In my early ceremonies, I would take hours to let one big thing release. And I remember one ceremony where I was in an easy awakened state the whole night, and I would clear in like 2 minutes a level of stuff that had taken me hours a couple of years before. Wave after wave, it just flushed right. I was giggling in my higher self, just watching it all fall away. So yeah, if you get into a really awakened space, then even significant traumas can clear very easily, very smoothly, very quickly.
Thank you for that advice.
So, I mean, right now you look like an angel to me. You're just floating there in bliss, right?
Right.
And feel how easy that stuff is flushing out of your heart chakra and down your arms. You feel that?
Yep.
Let it flush. You don't need that anymore. And for those of you who are receiving her heavy energy to process, I will inform you there are whole legions of divine beings who are assisting the earth right now, and their only job is to process the earth's heavy energy through their forms. Some of them call themselves the servants of sorrow is one name that these, or something like that. The idea to feel the heavy energy, to process it through themselves. And get to a point where you can process a lot of stuff through your own body from someone else, and it goes through nice and clean. It's like your Teflon. It just goes right through. It doesn't stick. And you can serve others by processing heavy energy through yourself, which is what many of us are doing right now. So. Oh, wow, Diana, even your form's disappearing. You're just becoming pure energy, aren't you?
I asked for more assistance as you were talking to the group.
Is that your experience? It's like that inner part of you doesn't even have a shape anymore? It's just a field of energy?
Yes.
So those of you who can see this or feel this, she is doing a beautiful job of just merging into oneness, you know, on the level she's at. And this is a common experience when you get into a level of energy. Any sense of individuated being dissolves out, and you just are the field. And there's you and who knows how many other beings in there, but it all just feels like one thing. So she's modeling how to merge into an entire field as consciousness. It's really lovely. Okay, there's some sorrow coming up. Is anyone feeling that? Just let it pass through, including you, Diana. And wow, it didn't take but 5 seconds and the bliss followed it, didn't it? Every time a heavy bit is flushed, the bliss follows it. Because more light is released as the blockages are removed. So we're all being invited right now to relax and float in this beautiful space that Diana's in too. So everyone, you're for the moment, you're relieved of holding duty. Relax, open, and every single one of us now can just float in this field of bliss for a moment. And the elders are telling us this is the best way we can support her at this moment, is by joining her in this formless field of bliss. And it's already there. There's nothing you have to do to get there. You just relax and you are the field. It's like you have to make an effort not to be in it right now. Yeah. Y'all are, and again, everything I say applies as much to you folks on the recording as the live call. Everyone's welcome. It's getting so strong. Some of us,
yeah.
How much bliss can we stand, right?
Yeah. Everyone very will, strong.
So it's getting strong, but the nature of this work will not allow overload. It cannot happen. So those of you who feel like it's right on the verge, relax and open and allow the divine to make you as large as you need to be to comfortably contain this. Each of us is ultimately the whole thing. Each of us is God in its entirety. And God holds all of it comfortably. That means ultimately we can too. And I'm feeling now the energy is no less intense, but it's easier now. It's like collectively we've expanded and gotten a little bigger. Yeah. It's a lesson I learned in one of my very first plant spirit ceremonies. The medicine had me so intense somatically, it was just too much. I was in pain because the somatic intensity was just so excruciating. And this went on for hours until I finally realized, oh, I can make myself bigger. And I just asked for my energy bubble to expand, and it did. And all of a sudden, the exact same intensity was completely comfortable. And that's just what we're doing here right now. Just be asking the divine to make us large enough to comfortably contain this intensity. The divine is saying we're all one, and the turn this particular healing has taken is demonstrating that. We thought it was only Diana in the hot seat, and now it's all of us in the hot seat. All of us are receiving the healing now. And it's not taking anything away from her. If you're feeling sorrow or grief, just let it pass through you. And we're all sharing this. I think we're all feeling some of this grief and sorrow. Just let it come through you. Yeah, this is some of Diana's old wounding from her parents. She's very young. I'm getting about 2 years old. I don't know exactly what the trauma is, but we're feeling it flush out now.
Yes.
So everybody relax, allow the grief to come through you, feel it completely with no filter. You are safe. The allies will absolutely not give you more than you can handle. Just be in the field, let it move through you. And the allies are saying Diana's healing is our healing also. Each one of us is receiving a similar healing at the same time. Whatever it is that we most need to clear, because we're helping her with her healing, we're getting our healing too. Although they said, except that some of those who don't actually need the healing are just floating in bliss.
Yeah.
Hear the intensity slowly easing off, but very subtly. No, I'm sorry, it's not. It's holding steady. Okay, do you feel how the energy is penetrating your form more deeply, Diana? Like down to the very core?
Yeah, yes.
Relax, let them saturate you completely with this new energy. Are you willing to be considerably upgraded and be a new, better version of Diana?
Yes.
So that's what they're doing. So you just relax and let them upgrade. I'm getting the message. This is a very subtle form of a shamanic dismemberment. Often people will have a shamanic journey where in the journey in the inner world, they literally are cut open and have their organs removed. And then either the same organs are cleaned up and revitalized and put back, or they get replacement organs and they're closed back up again. This is happening for you in a much, much more subtle way. It's not that kind of gross. But I think you might be able to feel there are aspects being removed and then higher vibration things being put back into place. Are you noticing that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's not exactly the organs, but it's much subtler. I don't know how to describe it beyond that, but you just relax and let them, oh, wow, they're just going crazy now. There's hundreds of replacements being made per second. It's amazing.
Yes.
They're working fast. So just relax and let them do the upgrade. Wow, that end was just faster than I could even watch. It was amazing. But they stopped and now you're there. Feel how they just kind of wrapped it up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just relax. And now feel that sense of slowly returning to physical awareness. Very slowly. They're having to take their time because this is such it's a significantly higher frequency than you had before. And they have to ease this light body into your physical body to let it adjust. It's almost like a whole new you now. Okay, yeah, they're gradually kind of pouring your back into your body. Just give them, they need a little time because they can't rush this. The physical cells have to catch up to the new vibration of the energy body. Okay, there, you're all the way in. Now they need a little time to kind of get everything connected back up. And those of you holding space, you can just be. There's nothing you have to actively do for her right now. And I think many of us are getting a similar process, actually. And the others are saying, all for one, one for all. Mm-hmm. Everybody wins on this call. Okay, now they're just doing the last bit of wrap up. Do you feel firmly back in your body now?
Yes, slowly.
But it's like, can you feel just how intensely vibrant the light body is inside you now?
Yeah, it's different. Yes, it's almost like a whole new body.
It is. but what I'm noticing is it's vibrating so fast and at such a high frequency. It's like a whole new dimension in there. They've really given you a significant upgrade. That's amazing.
Yeah, as everyone was doing this, I felt a lot of strong energy.
Whew. I'm going to blow my nose. Hang on a second. So just take a minute, Diana, and just feel your body. Open your eyes now.
Okay.
And just, you know, come to your physical space. And I think, now that your eyes open to the physical space, you can now feel just how different it is. The
It's almost foreign, like this body is foreign.
So they gave you a big upgrade, and I think you'll be much better able to handle your parents now.
Yes. I just would like to say thank you, Benjamin, and everyone on this call for helping me. It was it was much needed, and I'm so grateful to you all.
Nice. You're welcome. All right. Do you feel complete with that?
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And if anyone who was holding space would like to briefly put in the chat window anything they experienced. And Anna put an interesting question in the chat window, but it's kind of a different topic. So Anna, when we're closing, after we've kind of finished our business, if you'll remind me about those questions, I'll answer them at the end, but it would not be in flow for me to answer the questions you just asked right now. Okay. So I'm waiting for a type in. Laurie says she didn't sense grief, but at those moments I had to belch. Yeah, I belch a lot when I'm clearing energy. Cindy says, I saw Diana is completely serene. Yeah. And I realize not everyone may be experiencing this to the extent that I do. You know, I've done this work for so long that I've gotten real sensitive, and I have really clearly very vivid inner experiences now. And Julie types, kept hearing for her generational trauma and could see from male and female sides, communications were troubled and roots were reworked for her in what I saw. And Pascal, if you would please turn off your video camera. We're only doing video for the hot seat people right now. Thank you. Okay, good. All right, beautiful. All right, so good work. This may be the most amazing individual healing call I've ever done. We're on a whole new level.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Diana. I cleared my issues as well with my mom, and it was a challenging afternoon for me. Awesome. I'm glad, Eva.
Yeah, cool. Oh, so Eva said typed that she cleared an issue with her mom this afternoon. Okay. And Julie typed that she definitely felt the bliss emerging. Good. I'm glad people are having I believe that everyone's having an experience like I am, but I always love confirmation. I'm a big evidence-based guy. Okay. All right, so just to note, we're about at the 1 hour mark, and I definitely want to do at least one more, but I want to note that if someone is either live or on the recording and an hour is all you've got, then you are welcome to exit at any time. And if you're on the recording, certainly you could then pause it here and then come back and pick up here later. So those are all things that are possible, okay? But I'm definitely going to move forward, and we're going to do our third person as well. So because my memory is what it is, I'm going to peek back at my cheat. It's Nikam. I don't know if I said that right, but I'm going to mute you now, Diana. Thank you so much for being part of this amazing experience. I'm so glad.
No, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And everyone, really grateful. Thank you.
Oh, our pleasure. I'll speak for everyone. All right. So Nikam, if you can unmute yourself, I'm going to invite you to unmute right now. So Nikam, if you're hearing me, would you please unmute your mic? So, can you hear me, Nikam? He's raised his hand, so I'm asking you to unmute again. So you've raised your hand, Nikam, but you have not unmuted yourself. So you're gonna have to hit the microphone icon with the slash across from it. I actually cannot unmute you myself. My only option is ask to unmute. So you're going to have to hit that microphone icon yourself to unmute it. It's still not happening. So let me play with something and see if I can help Nikam unmute. Let's see. Nope. So Nikam, I realize you're hearing me, but you have to hit your own microphone icon. You need to tap it or click it. In my screen, it's in the lower left window. It has a word mute under it, and it has a red slash across it. So you have to unmute yourself in order to participate. You did it earlier, so I'm confident you can do it now. So again, I see your hand raised, but you have to unmute yourself. Okay, so it looks like, Nikom, if you are able to do it, then unmute yourself and speak. If you want to type into the chat window, if you're having a particular issue, I don't know what to tell you beyond what I've said. But if we can't hear you, we can't work with you in this context. So because of the extended silence from Nikom, we're going to have to open the floor. Oh, wait, there you are.
Did that work? Okay.
Gotcha. How are you doing?
Finally got it going again. Sorry.
It's good. All right. So are you still open to receiving a healing?
Yes.
Okay. So again, what I'm going to ask of you is as concisely as possible, tell us what you want to let go of and the new state you want to have instead.
Okay, right now my main issue is I'm between jobs. I'm, I guess, feeling a lot of nervousness and resistance as I try and transition between the jobs. And theoretically, almost all the way there, I've jumped through all the hoops. I'm waiting for some paperwork to come in.
Okay.
But I guess all my life, in particular now, I've always felt a lot of nervousness and fear as I start something new.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. So what state do you want instead of that? What is your...
I want confidence. So,
confidence? Anything else?
Yes. Able to learn things more quickly and easily.
Quick learning. Can I offer a thought? It's not too intrusive.
Please.
When you say nervousness, I think, what is the opposite of nervousness? What do you think the opposite of nervousness is?
Confidence.
No, you can be confident and nervous. They're not exclusive.
Bravery.
No. What about calmness?
Calmness. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's better. That's a...
So, is calmness something you'd like to achieve in this process?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that feels really good when you say that. Okay. So we're holding the space for you to be calm and confident. Does that feel good?
Yes, that feels very good.
And you mentioned that the job situation is the catalyst for this, but I'm sensing that this is larger than that, and that nervousness is kind of a ongoing thing, and calmness and confidence are not things that you have in a lot of situations, right?
True, yes.
All right, so I, let's say, let's take it out of the job limitation and just call for it broadly. Does that sound okay?
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, so let's do it. Okay, are you ready to receive, Nikom?
Yes, I am.
And I don't know if I'm saying your name correctly. Could you say it for me so I can make sure I'm...
I kind of just made it up as a username, but my name's Nick.
You want,
I live in a place called Kamloops. Together.
We should actually say Nick.
Yeah, Nick works better.
All right. So if you're on the call right now, I'll say that it's the time of Nick. Ha 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 ha.
Nick of time.
The Nick of time. All right. Sorry, I'm a punster. All right. So let's hold space for Nick. And I'm being told this will be our final round. We don't want to go excessively long for people. So if you're wondering, should I stay or should I go? This will be our final round of healing for tonight. Okay, so everybody hold the intention of Nick being calm and confident, not only in job situations, but in every situation. And what I'm being guided to add here is that the easiest way to achieve this is for Nick to be comfortably merged with his higher self, because it is always calm, it's always confident, and that's probably the quickest and easiest way to accomplish that. So hold the space of Nick calm and confident and beautifully and effortlessly merged with his higher self. So Nick, are you familiar with the embodied awakening invocation that we
do? I've gone through it a few times.
So I'm gonna guide you through it right now as we do this, because okay. I'm not quite there in the moment. And if we can get you there, that will accelerate the whole process for everybody. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. So everyone, you just keep your job is to keep holding the visualization of him calm and confident while I guide him through the embodied awakening process. So you've done it before, you know all the things I say about the driver and the passenger and all the good.
Yes,
you're okay with all
concentrate on your breath afterwards.
So you're okay to let your higher self come in?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so repeat after me. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go, rest in passive breath. The key here is no effort at all, except the teensy amount of effort needed to feel your breath doing whatever it does. Ooh, good job, man. You're opening right up. So you just let that come. Yeah, that's a beautiful surrendered state. Just damn, you're there. That was fast. So I think you're there. Let me verify. Is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless?
Yes, so it seems to be true.
You're a pro, man. Good job. All right, so you just hang out there. And now you just relax and receive the downloads that everyone's sending. So again, everyone, to remind you, the senders, whether you're live or on the recording, you're seeing Nick as calm and confident no matter what's going on. This is his base, regular, fundamental state, calm and confident. Yeah. So Nick, I want you just completely surrendered, completely relaxed. Are you comfortable receiving all this energy?
Yes, I am.
You just chill. Your job is to just be the sponge and we're the water, okay? Sponge doesn't
okay.
soak it up. It just happens. There you go. Beautiful. Just like that. Okay, now you feel that heavy stuff flushing up to be cleared, Nick?
Yes, I do.
You just let it come up, let it flush. There's nothing you have to do about it. You don't have to know what it is or how it got there. Just relax into passivity. Allow the healing to be done for you. Just receive it as a gift. And again, I'm noticing many in the senders are being given some of the heavy energy to process on your behalf. You all already know what to do with that. Just let it pass through easily. Something's coming through me. It's all good. It's all going really beautifully. Just keep it up, guys. And guys is all gender inclusive, by the way. Yeah, they're doing some nice things with your light body there, Nick. Just relax. There's some really subtle resistance you're holding. They're trying to blossom that out, and you're kind of holding back just a little bit. I invite you to just, zero effort. Just be now. No focus at all. Just exist. There you go. That's perfect. That should allow the blossom. Yep, there it is. That's kind of intense, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
But it's not too much, is it?
No.
But they're putting you right to the edge of what you can tolerate. But if you relax, they've got some really juicy goodies for you here. So you just relax and let them really turn that light body on. More sorrow, just let that flush through. Huh. They're asking, Nick, are you willing to process on behalf of the collective right now?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, and now everyone on the call needs to make that decision for themselves. So if you are in this moment, whether you're live or on the recording, willing to process for the collective as well as Nick, then say yes. If you are not, say no. Either choice is fine. So right now, say yes or no to that. I say yes. Good. Everyone's made their decision, and if you did not speak, they're going to assume it's a no. So, yeah. Now, yeah. Oh. So now this is almost like a New Earth support call all of a sudden. We're processing for the collective and for Nick, and they're saying, really, there's no difference. So everyone just relax and let these energies move through you. It's kind of a mixture of some heavy sometimes and some really sweet bliss other times, and sometimes both at the same time. So just be, everyone's invited to just relax and surrender. No more sending or visualizing at all. Just relax and be. And each of us is being used to the extent of our capacity in the service that we've agreed to do. And that's pretty intense. Everyone just relax and allow. They'll either only send what you can hold in your current capacity. Some of us, they're making us bigger and flowing more. So if you feel your light body expanding, know that you're being given increased service capacity, which is awesome. I'll take all that they're willing to give me. Yeah, sweet, sweet right there. Kind of a stasis bliss right there. Everyone just relax. This is kind of a steady state field of intense bliss. That's the best I can do with words. Just relax and be the field. They're opening up a whole new level as well. This is just so cool. More sorrow, let that flush through. They're mentioning, Nick, by the way, your benefit from this process will be even greater personally because you agreed to process for the collective. So, thanks. Smart choice. Keep relaxing and surrendering. Just stay open. New vibration, really interesting, but hard to describe. And it's worth verbalizing that if anyone's feeling like I am, there's almost no physical body awareness. It's a vast majority just energy consciousness. And the dog agrees. And in these processes, they naturally put the proportion of consciousness into whatever field it needs to be in. It's all automatically regulated. Now I'm starting to sense more physical body awareness. Are you noticing your physical body becoming more real in your awareness right now, Nick?
Yes, I am.
They're putting you back in, and the same thing's happening with everyone. Everyone has been out in the vast field, and now each of us sort of gently ease back into our bodies. And just like the prior call, or the prior person rather, we've all been upgraded. As the physical body awareness phases back in, you'll notice that the divine you in it is tingling a lot more intensely, a lot more brightly. I almost want to say more loud. Okay.
Yeah,
it's more vibrant. It's more. Yeah, are you noticing that, Nick?
More brighter and calmer.
It's all sparkling. Yeah,
sparkling.
Very sparkling.
Glowing. I felt a lot of heavy energy passing through my feet.
Good. Yeah, flush out the hands and the feet, for sure. Almost back in. Okay, your light body's in there now. Give them a chance to reintegrate it all. Very similar to our prior person, Diana, who, you know, once you got back in, it took them a while to kind of weave her back in. So Nick and everyone else, just give a moment to allow this integration to occur. And I said this integration instead of the word you might have heard. Beautiful. Wow. Almost there. Give them a moment longer to weave us back in. And they're speaking now and saying, remember, even as you return to awareness within a discrete physical body, it's all you. You are all of it. You are God. You are all the dimensions of consciousness, all the levels of being. It's all you. And as you awaken more and more deeply, you will become conscious of more and more of that. Blessed beings, I'm channeling. Blessed beings, thank you for serving. We are so grateful that you came to assist your beloved brothers and sisters and the collective as well. We are grateful for your service. And they're saying when an embodied being shows up to serve, it has a special power. There's lots of disembodied light beings doing amazing work, but there's a special something that can only occur when a person in a human body shows up and does this. So there is a level of service we humble humans can do that even these archangels cannot. So we have this willing to step up and serve is really a special thing. So thank you all for doing that.
Thank you. Thank you, Benjamin, and all the collective.
Have you opened your eyes yet?
I have.
Do you feel in your body fully? Are you present?
I do feel fully present, more lighter and more glowing.
Okay. So how much nervousness are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling almost none at all.
And how much calmness and confidence are you feeling?
A lot of confidence and calmness.
Good. Okay. And I love to say that awakening is good for what ails you. Your higher self is always calm. It's always confident. So if you just maintain your divine consciousness in your human self and whatever technique works for you best, do that. I offer my embodied awakening invocation. Just first thing in the morning, you say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Rest in breath. Give it a few seconds to lock in. Then just repeat if needed through the day and spend a few minutes a day doing that. And you got this amazing consciousness all day long. It's a really good return on investment, or so I believe. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to do that more regularly if you're open to that and see if that helps. And again, as always, I offer the tools I'm inspired to give, but if anyone ever finds tools that work better, please ditch mine and use the tools that work better. You know, always use
them. Excellent.
Olga Duff types color filtering through like a blanket of pink love. That's so sweet. Okay, so let me feel what. Okay, so they're saying we already blessed the collective by doing that last round. So they're saying you're good. Allies, is there anything further that we can do as a group before we close this session? Ha ha! Two words. They said, stay awake. That's hilarious. I love it. Okay. So, and a couple of bit of feedback. Diana typed, I saw all his insecurities slipping away. Eva typed some lovely symbols. Yeah, just a little bit of internal chat there. All right. So let's shut her down. Thank you all for hanging out. It's been about an hour and 20 minutes. So a little longer than our usual calls, but thank you for staying around, those who did. Wow, we actually increased. We got 27 folks on the line right now, so it's grown over time. That's fabulous. Okay, so let's shut it down. Give me just a moment to close the mesa. And I'm being told that normally I just have you all be passive, but I'm being told some of you know the drill here, and those of you who wish to consciously do this process with me in whatever way you're called to do it, you'll still be muted, but let's close it together. Okay. Here we go. Pachamama Mama Kiya Rokocha Inti Michi. Allies, thank you so much for your beautiful support today. So awesome. For the healings you gave to the individuals in the hot seats, to all of us, to the collective, the beautiful state of consciousness you gave to us. We're so, so grateful for all of it. You're so amazing every time. Thank you, allies, for the profound privilege of working with you in this way. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone hearing my voice, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves the highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? I'm going to count to three, and after three, I'm going to clap. Feel free to clap with me if you'd like to help close the work. One, two, three. Okay, the call is complete. And I just got reminded that someone typed a really interesting question. So if you feel complete, feel free to exit. But I am going to answer a question that was posed earlier. And then I'm going to see if I can scroll back and find Anna. Okay, so here's the question. Anna typed, the medicine shows that there is no God, or just pure consciousness. What is your opinion on, she said macro-dosing with mushrooms, but I think she might have meant micro-dosing. So So the medicine has never told me, now I'm going to speak about the plant spirit medicine I've done, ayahuasca, San Pedro, mushrooms. I've done a couple hundred ceremonies over about a 15-year period, and it's just opened me up big time to consciousness. Without those medicine ceremonies, I could not do what I do on these calls. So I believe there is what might be called God. That's my experience. But it is not a old guy with a beard. It is pure consciousness. God is all of it. My experience and belief is that there is nothing but God. And if it in order to even exist, it has to be God. And it permeates all things. And God is a state of consciousness, a state of being, and it's available to everyone through direct experience. It doesn't have to be accessed through some kind of religion or fixed path. So I hope that answered that part of it, Anna. Then she says, what's your opinion of mushrooms? Now, I think you meant microdosing. Microdosing is taking just a tiny fraction of a gram, and many people find enhanced creativity and good feeling using small doses that don't invoke hallucination or altered states, but just that little bit of buzz. And some people really do well with that. I tried microdosing some myself, but I frankly didn't notice a difference in my consciousness. So I eventually stopped doing it because the microdosing levels weren't noticeably different for me than my normal reality. But my normal reality is pretty altered anyway. Having done so many plant spirit ceremonies, my everyday waking consciousness is what most people would call an altered state that many people would only access through something like a plant spirit ceremony, but it's my just daily normal. Now, if you mean macro dosing, you mean taking a bunch of it. Again, 5 grams is considered a heroic dose of psilocybin mushrooms. That'll give you a really potent experience. Just so I'm told, I've never actually done 5 myself. I've talked to people who've done even more than that, 8, 10 grams, without realizing it, they survived and they had very powerful experiences. But macrodosing, I would leave to an individual person's discretion if you're using that kind of medicine. And be sure you're in a safe container. And if you're especially taking a strong dose, good to have someone with you to hold space for you if you're going to do that level of work. Microdosing, again, can have the benefits I described. I would just recommend each person play with it in their own way. And of course, there is the note that, you know, that is actually in the United States against the law. So, you know, take that into your considerations when you're doing that. And I followed up with, how is She said San Paulo plant, but she means the San Pedro. I'll briefly speak to that. I've done plenty of both ceremonies to be distinctive. Ayahuasca is a kind of a sea level tribe thing where, or a lowlands level where they take a particular vine called ayahuasca and a particular leaf, usually chacruna, but it can be other things, combine them into this powerful psychoactive brew. And San Pedro is the San Pedro mushroom. You can buy them in your local nursery. They're legal to own, but as soon as you boil it down to the medicine, it becomes illegal in the United States. But my experience of San Pedro is different than other people I've heard. And I'm being told right now a new revelation. I didn't realize it had a lot to do with the shaman and not the medicine. A lot of people say, wow, San Pedro, it opens my heart. It makes me feel so loving. But because of the actual shamans I did it with, I had very intense and very challenging experiences. And this speaks to the fact that if you're doing plant spirit work, the consciousness of the shaman holding the ceremony powerfully colors the medicine. Like I've done lots of ceremonies with a shaman who believe you had to work hard and suffer to get through there, and his ceremonies were intense and grueling. And I've worked with shamans who believe you just relax and let go and move into the light. And even though there might have been some intense moments, overall those ceremonies were much lighter and more free and ecstatic. So my experience of San Pedro has always been intense and powerful, but I just learned from what I described, it's because of the shamans. San Pedro, the nature of the mescaline in there tends to be a heart-opening medicine. So many people have that kind of experience with it. Do I still do the ceremonies? Yes. And someone typed, love the description of shamanic dismemberment. Brandy, thanks everyone for the beautiful experience, etc. So again, and just to be super clear, I'm a big fan of plant spirit work. I like it. It's, I would not be the person I am without it, and a much better person I am now than I used to be, in my opinion anyway. Not better as in superior, but a more evolved, more conscious, more loving, more open. That's not a judgmental statement. That's just a description of what I perceive to be a superior state of being than I used to be, and the one I prefer anyway. I got slightly sidetracked there. However, to be involved in Awakening Plus, there's no plant spirit work done in Awakening Plus. It's all virtual, obviously. And in a way, you're benefiting from plant spirit work because all the work I have done with ayahuasca and San Pedro and mushrooms, you know, enables me to hold the state I'm in. And thus, in a sense, you are getting some of the benefit of those plant spirit ceremonies through me because I have integrated into my being those energies. They are alive in me all the time. And thus, you're getting it indirectly. So it's nowhere near the same as if you were in the ceremony yourself. It would be much more intense that way. But you're getting some benefit because of the fact that I've been transformed into those vibrations because of having done that work. So I hope that's a coherent explanation. All right, so I think that's enough explanation. So thanks y'all who hung out. So there's the follow-up questions coming in. Would you do DMT? Yes. Do you have to go to Peru to participate? There are many countries in Central and South America where these plant spirit work is legal. You can go do it in Costa Rica, Peru, other countries. It's legal and available. A lot of it is done in the U.S., but there are a few institutions that have attained legal status to do it. Most are doing it on the sly undercover. And more follow-up questions by yourself. Is it ceremonial grade? I do recommend if you have no experience with these medicines that you always do it under the supervision of a shaman. Mushrooms, maybe not so much. They're not as intense, but if you're doing the heavy stuff like ayahuasca or San Pedro, please do it under the guidance of a shaman in a safe, contained ceremony. That's really important. People haven't heard somebody who've been killed who were in a ceremony that space wasn't held and they would like trip or fall over a balcony or something. And so it's very, very potent medicine and you don't want to do it on your own. The only way I'd feel good doing it on your own is if you have such deep experience and such confidence through your own experiences in the ceremony that you feel confident you can hold that container yourself. But anyone else, please, you know, if you're going to do that work, then find someone who's properly trained and can hold good space. So again, I want to emphasize again, what we're doing right now is a little bit of a tangent and is kind of a PS on top of the regular work here, but for those who are interested. I hope that's helpful information. Okay, so let's wrap it up. Thank you for being here. So grateful to all of you. I wish you all infinite blessings. And my usual closing, if you're interested in working with me privately, then you can go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching. If you're a guest here on the Awakening Plus call live and are interested in going deeper into a membership, then go to awakeningplus.com and full details on the membership are there. Very affordable pricing, and it gives you access to an archive of, at the moment, over 250 events, and every recording holds just as much juice as the live events. So it's quite the archive. And I'm doing some significant upgrade work on the membership that I'll announce soon, by the way. Okay, so that's all for now. Thanks for hanging out, folks. I love you all. Thanks for being here, supporting us with your amazing energy. And until next time, infinite blessings to you all. Bye-bye.